Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. 7 o'clock on a Friday, and your Houston Texans are 0-0-0 as we've got Houston Texans talk. That's not a problem. We had our first football game yesterday at the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Texans and Bears squared off. However, the game was terminated due to weather issues in Ohio. At least that's what my television screen told me. Looked like the rain was pretty bad. But not before we saw a few things. Now, I think most notably, John, we saw Davis Mills perform well early on. Looked like a guy who was a four-year veteran now, going into his fourth year. Davis Mills looked comfortable in that offense. And then I thought one of the things that really stood out to me was Cam Akers. And this is a guy that I was excited about. But you just don't know what you're going to get because he's coming off his second Achilles tear in a different foot. But on the field, man, he had great short area quickness. He was decisive. He got in and out. He caught a touchdown pass. I thought Cam Akers playing well when he played was something that, you know, if I had to take something away from that game, that's well, at least for the Texans. We'll get to Colin Johnson later, but that was very exciting for the Texans to see Cam Akers kind of look like his old self a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice. I thought you know, Davis looked nice. Case looked nice. I think they're okay in the backup situation. That's not bad. I thought the defensive backfield was a little confused. I thought that they blew a lot of assignments, even when Caleb Bullock made a play. He gets up, starts celebrating, and the ball is still loose, and they don't recover it. And I'm sure he got an earful about that as he's, celebrating his hit, which was now, you know, it's a preseason game and all that, but, you know, the young guy, he's got to finish the play first, and I'm sure D'Amico told him that. But the defensive backfield was just a mess. It was just a mess. It was interesting that Kamari Lassiter is not out there. It was interesting that, you know, is he firmly implanted as a starter?
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they don't want to take any chances
with him. Yeah, I guess not. So that is interesting. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of, Okuda and Henderson and see where they are. We saw some Lonnie Johnson out there. That'll be interesting. We haven't even really talked about him, whether or not he is even going to make this team.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a good sign for Lonnie.
No, it's not a good sign at all to be in that game, any of these guys. Now, you got to have some guys that play. It was interesting that Kendrick Green was out there as much as he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean? I would have liked to have seen a hell of a lot more Kenyon Green, just, you know, to see if he can block and see, you know, how good he is. But Kendrick Green was got the yeoman share there, and it was interesting to see that, you know, is he a bubble guy?
Who, Kendrick?
Kendrick.
No. You only have a certain amount of players you can play.
Yeah,
you got to get through four quarters. And no, Kendrick Green wanted to get him reps. Right now, I guess he's a backup. But Kendrick looked good. Kendrick's going to compete for a starting left guard spot. I mean, it's I think there's going to be a legit competition. I don't know. I wouldn't read too much into who played and who didn't until we hear D'Amico about, like, unless the question's asked, what went into determining who was going to play and who wasn't. Because I don't know. you know, I don't know what all that entails. Remember, Kendrick Green missed time last year, too, so he needed to get back and play football. So does Kenyon Green. So I don't know. I wouldn't read too much into necessarily who played for some of those guys. Like Kendrick Green, I just think you almost have to play some of those guys who are going to play for you. We saw Blake Fisher play, the rookie draft pick out of Notre Dame, got plenty of time, and I think he's going to be the starting swing tackle eventually. We'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, it was I've got some thoughts on some of the players. I kept going back, searching back on every play to get a good look at the defensive line, the linebackers. But one thing that I saw that I didn't love was I thought the linebackers were, especially Jamal Hill from, I was interested to watch him from Oregon because he's a great athlete, and I think he's got a good upside. But he's still learning to play the linebacker position. He got stuck on a lot of blocks. The linebackers are a little bit too much. Blocks find them a little bit too much. They're going to have to do a better job of getting around blocks, getting off blocks. They were getting gashed on the ground for a while in the first half. And, you know, the defensive line was doing a lot of penetrating, which is what they want to do, but that also leads to bigger holes sometimes. So linebackers have to be able to punch and play off blocks, slip blocks, and I didn't think they did a very good job as a unit doing that. So that was, you know, that was one thing that needs to be worked on, but it's hard to take away too much other than Colin Johnson. Colin Johnson, former Texas Longhorn, man, did he have a series. He had a huge series where he just caught, I mean, he was every target for Brett Rippon, and he was every catch. It was an unbelievable series going down the field for him.
I thought, well, he had a drop earlier. I mean, well, you know.
He did, and they didn't count it a drop.
They didn't count it as a drop. It was right in his hands.
Yeah, they didn't.
It was a beautiful throw by Rippon.
Do you not?
Beautiful.
Did they have a review last night? Yeah, I think they did have a review. And it was, yeah, they reviewed one, and it was overturned. He actually had two drops, but they only, one of them they didn't review, and one of them they did. And, oh, you're talking about a regular drop, too.
Yeah, it was post-corner route that Rippon put right on the money. And he just.
That's right.
Yeah, and he went right through his
hands.
And I thought, Colin Johnson, that's bad. And then he scores touchdown. I was like, oh, well, maybe he redeemed himself.
Yeah, he made some great catches on the sideline. But, you know, on that one catch you're talking about, or the one drop on that post-corner, that was. So there were some things. So one guy who did play was Bullock, the safety, the draft pick from USC. He played, and I thought he came up, made a couple nice hits.
Well, he dropped Sweeney, fumbled that ball on his hit. Right.
Yeah,
that
he
was
created,
nice.
He created that fumble with a good shot, but he undercut that throw to Johnson and missed. Like, in a game, and that's some of the stuff he does. I get concerned for him as a safety because he can be feast or famine. And that was one, if Colin Johnson hangs onto the ball, that's one where the safety, that's just a really dangerous angle to undercut that because that turns into a long play, maybe a touchdown, based on your angle to the football.
Well,
so there's still some things he needs to do.
Well, there were three guys that are looking in the backfield, and Colin Johnson just, not even a stutter step, and he just walks by him. And Caleb Bullock was the closest guy to it, and he scores the touchdown. I don't know whose assignment that was. Maybe Caleb came over late.
I thought it was the corner. I thought it was 37 or whoever it was. So I know exactly the touchdown play you're talking about. So there was somebody heading out to the flat with the flat receiver. So I thought that's one where he's probably, I don't know if it was a cover three, but I thought he should have carried down the field that outside cornerback. But you're right. I'm not sure on that one if that was Bullock. And then the other one that Sweeney, was it Sweeney caught the touchdown pass?
Yeah.
Tommy Sweeney. That was one, like, I think that was Jamal Hill, not the linebacker, not carrying his man up the field, up the seam.
That looked like a basic Travis Kelce touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, just nothing. Just looks out, and then he's
run
right
straight
there
down
the
field,
seam,
and somehow he's wide open.
In the seam, and he's right there, and he hits him. I think Brett Rippon looked pretty good.
Yeah, Brett Rippon actually threw the ball really well.
Yeah, really well. And you know what? Our guys played, our quarterbacks played pretty well. Their quarterbacks played pretty well. It was, you know, we were talking to John yesterday, John Chill, about, you know, the under and over. They played in a three-quarter game, less than three-quarter game, those guys scored 38. because the offense was clicking.
The quarterbacks were sharp.
You know, with the young guys in there, the defenses look. There were a lot of times the defenses just looked confused, and that happened. And that's something. You know, there's a lot of guys that aren't going to be on the team, so you really can't. You don't worry about it at all. But you know, it was a little concerning that they were as unorganized as they were in the defensive backfield for me yesterday. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
We've got Cam Akers, and I wonder if this is a Vince Young moment here. Cam Akers has joined this team, and he selected our Houston Texans. Look good, like you said. A lot of one cut, a lot of quick, really. Cam Akers looks like he's got it back after the Achilles. And, you know, that's a big plus for this team. If Cam Akers is healthy and he can play. So he explained why he joined the Houston Texans after the game.
Why did you want to be a Texan?
I would say closer to home, closer to where I'm from, and the opportunity here is like no other. The team here is like no other. I would say it's a super team, you know, whenever I can work my way into that role. But it's a super team here, you know, everything's already in place. We got the coaches, we got the players, we got the quarterback, receivers, defense. What don't you have here? You know, running back, we got Joe. So, you know, everything's here. I just want to play my part, you know.
And they weren't thought of that way 2 years ago.
I think a lot of people would say that.
They weren't thought of that way 1 year ago.
Yeah,
one year ago today,
right now. Yeah.
1 year ago today. This is unbelievable to hear people say, what don't they have? They're a super team. I mean, the team that played in our Lord, the years of our Lord 2021 and 2022 with David Culley and Lovie Smith, it's a staggering turnaround that I to this day, I struggle to get to wrap my head around how fast you could go from national embarrassment, national yeah. joke, chubby little losers, national joke. This is what they were. And then now they're considered a super team. I mean, now they're a super team. Look
well,
how
my
fast
worry,
it happened.
My worry is, you'll remember when
Vince Young
joined
yeah.
the Eagles and he declared a dream. This is a dream
that's
team.
That's why you said Vince Young.
This is a super team. We've
yeah,
gotta be,
that's right.
We got to relax a little bit.
No, okay? Yeah.
Just lost to the Bears. Okay,
yeah,
so
and I
gotta,
mean, there are some questions.
We got to slow down.
Yeah, there are some questions defensively. How are they going to stop the run this year? You know, they weren't great at stopping the run at times last year. So how are they going to play stopping the run? Although they were definitely better. How are they going to handle the secondary? What is the safety position going to look like? Can they avoid injuries? But I did a show with Danny Cannell and Dusty Dvorak yesterday on Mad Dog Radio, and they wanted to talk specifically about the Texans, and they said, and Danny Cannell said, look, I love CJ. He said, but everyone's starting to say the same thing about how
That's
he's
scary.
This, that, and the other. He goes,
yep.
I'm getting nervous. Like, too many people are saying that. I said, I get it, Danny. And we've tried to run a little devil's advocate on our show. I said, but the fact is, when you just, he's got the football character. I said, he's got the leadership. He's got the accuracy. He's got weapons around him. Like, I just struggle to find telltale signs of potential sophomore slump. I said, he wasn't perfect last year. People act like he said he had games, the Jets, the Falcons, and especially the Carolina Panthers that were really bad. You know, they just weren't
the
good.
The Ravens.
But then he, yeah, and the Ravens are a tough team, and that was
no.
adverse.
Well, but that's what, you got all tough teams now.
Yeah, no, but that the weather was bad. He didn't have Tank. Like, there was a lot of things that it's not going to be like. I don't think it's going to be like that this year for him, because I think he's much more experienced and the team is much deeper. Yeah, you're facing tougher teams, and I did bring that up. But I just said, you know, I can't find a regression for C.J. Stroud. I just and his whole thing was, well, the bar has been set so high now for him. Can
it's
he possibly
scary.
Attain it? And to me, because he said, what if he throws for 24 touchdowns again? And I think that he's going to have more touchdown passes, but the bar set is going to be based on wins. Yeah, statistically, there's always the people who just want to box scout box score scout. But don't you think that how he helps the team win? Because all of us who watched him know that what stands out about C.J. Stroud is the comeback victories, is his calm in the face of pressure and his ability to make big plays at big times. That's what stood out last year. That's why I don't think about Carolina, because I'm too busy thinking about the Bengals and thinking about Tampa and thinking about New Orleans.
Yeah. No, no, no. Listen, it's scary for me. First of all, the schedule is scary that everybody's just overlooking. You're playing the quarterbacks that you played last year are nowhere near the quarterbacks, the quality of quarterbacks that you're going to be playing this year. CJ and the off season and a lot of talk and everybody. I mean, I can't. It's scary that it could be set up for failure. But he's really, really good. Bobby Slowick put that to rest. Said, hey, stop. Because, you know, all of a sudden he's going to have a sophomore slump or teams are going to catch up to him. Well, guess what? He's learned a bunch this offseason too. So, you know, and the kid makes great decisions. So I'm a little worried like Danny Cadell is, if you want to know the truth, that this is – there's too much hype. There's way too much. Super team. We don't need to – how much fun did we make of Vince with the dream team crap of the Eagles that year? Let's slow down. Slow down. You just lost to the Bears. What's a wake-up call? Everybody get back to work. Let's go. Time to talk about Champion Energy. They're working all the time. You can't blame it on Champion, what happened with the hurricane. Champion was right there. Champion was ready. As soon as the lights could come back on, thanks to CenterPoint, the lights came back on because of Champion. And, oh, by the way, Champion Energy, I'm spending less. I'm just spending less. I don't know what you're spending on your electricity. I know I'm spending less on Champion Energy. And when your contract is up, they call you. They tell you. They send you an email. Hey, we got a better rate right now. Hurry up and sign up for a couple more years. And I do. And they give me a better rate. And you know what? Other electricity companies don't do that because they want to keep you on that same rate and get more money. Not a Champion. Champion.energy/1560. You're looking for the best way to get that electricity to your house. Champion.energy/1560. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dell put in the rundown a story about Dylan Raiola. Mm-hmm. The nephew of Dominic Raiola, who played for the Lions.
He was a huge... he was a huge recruited prospect. Yeah. Was he considered number one quarterback?
So. And he's in Nebraska.
He was going to Georgia and then flipped to Nebraska, where Dominic Raiola played.
And
his dad. You know, was the center.
No, there. Dominic is his uncle, I think.
Is he?
I think he's Dominic's nephew.
Oh, yeah, you may be right about that.
But neither here nor there. He is the kid looks just like Patrick Mahomes.
Every mannerism, his hands, the way he claps, like the small, and then his face, like every
hair,
mannerism. It's
everything.
Astonishing.
The way he walks. There's a video of Patrick Mahomes walking into the facility. I thought it was Dylan Raiola. And
well, that's not. You don't usually.
Well, I know, but I was seeing video and pictures of Dylan Raiola.
No, his dad is Dominic Raiola.
Oh, his dad is Dominic?
Yeah, his dad is the former NFL center.
Wow. Oh, but his uncle is a coach there? Something about it. His uncle is there, too. His uncle is a coach at Nebraska, I think.
And that's well, imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. So
his uncle, I think, just became a coach. I'm sure it's just coincidence.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the highlights of this kid, and you're right. I mean, he's got all the throws. He's got a rifle. Mm-hmm. Is Nebraska maybe? Dell, we look at Nebraska a little bit differently
this year. Don't sleep on Matt. Do not sleep on Matt.
Remember the quarterback play we watched at Nebraska in the first game last year?
Well, that was troubling. Remember the remember the quarterback play we watched for the Houston Texans just 2 years ago?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
it can change quick.
I mean, he runs like Mahomes. He's got it all. This kid's got it all.
If we thought Kobe tried to emulate MJ, and you thought that Hunter Brown tried to emulate Justin Verlander, wait until you see Dominic Raiola. Dylan Raiola on the field, and you look at everything about him. He was wearing number 13, also, wasn't he?
15.
He's 15. Wearing... That's Mahomes' number, right?
Yes, right.
I mean, clearly Mahomes was his quarterback.
Dell, do we look at Nebraska differently now?
Well, not. Well, they're predicted over under 7.5 wins. I guess what do you mean by differently?
Well, because we haven't looked at them at all before.
And the quarterback play in question was Jeff Sims. That's what we looked at last year.
He was
but Matt Rhule is really, really good on the college level.
I mean,
he's really good.
The schedule lines up where now Nebraska has a recent history of losing one-score games and games they shouldn't lose, partly because of bad quarterback play, partly because of inexplicable things, whether what Frost would make a decision, or even last year, kickers would make kicks or miss them. The schedule sets up where 7.5 isn't bad, at least according to CBS Sports. You look at their wins that should happen this year. They play UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa, Illinois, Rutgers at Indiana, UCLA, and Wisconsin. Those are the alleged wins if you look at what CBS Sports is predicting. And then the losses at Purdue, at Ohio State, at USC, at Iowa. So according to this, going undefeated at home would certainly help the cause. I'm going to go under 7.5. Freshman quarterback.
That still scares you these days?
It's tough. But he's not going to have an overwhelming talent advantage around him. Like, if you told me freshman quarterback, but he has Ohio State's talent around him, it wouldn't scare me.
Yeah.
Freshman quarterback with Nebraska, they're still trying to build that up. There are going to be times where him being a freshman is going to be an issue. So, maybe 6-7, I'm going to go under 7.5.
I'm going to go over because what Lance said a minute ago. Matt Rhule is a good college football coach, and he is going to get it right there. Matt Rhule is not going to fail at Nebraska. He is going to get guys to go there. He had a little bit of NIL money that he could work with. He's got good support there. It's tough to get kids. You don't have anybody in the state. That's a problem. That is one of the major problems. When you talk about Ohio State, you talk about Michigan, you talk about all the Florida teams, the Texas teams, the Alabama teams, the Mississippi teams, they've got local talent that they can recruit and keep kids at home. There's nobody. Everybody's got to come from out of state at Nebraska, at West Virginia, at a lot of places that just don't have. Pennsylvania has good football players, so they're good. It's not an easy job, but Matt Rhule is a really, really good
coach. He got a guy from Oregon, a guy from Florida, Syracuse, Wake Forest, USC. Like, we'll see if these guys can play. University of Texas, Isaiah. Of course, this is a senior wide receiver, Isaiah Nayor. I don't even remember him. But, he also got a lot of those guys. I'm looking at how many guys left, including Jeff Sims. I think there's a realization that I think Matt Rhule got a lot of – he had to come in.
Well, he brought in Jeff Sims. Jeff Sims is one of his guys.
Yeah, then he got him out of there.
Yeah.
He brought in Sims?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not there anymore. Well, how are you going to be there if you're a quarterback and Rayola's coming in?
That's when you're desperate, when you bring in a Jeff Sims and think.
Ooh, was that bad.
Yeah, that was bad. Well, and a good question here, does he have an annoying wife like Brittany? And the answer is no, but
he's 18.
There is a picture of him walking into the
facility. He's doing fine.
With a girl behind him it looks like he's doing better.
Well, we don't know if she's annoying or not. You have no idea about
the
picture.
No,
well, let's.
She's smiling.
Well, Brittany smiles a lot. She's got plenty of reason to. I'm going under 7.5 because banking on being perfect at home is tough. Like he's got them, I think Tom Fernelli of CBS, he's got them winning all their home games and then going to Indiana and then and winning that one, then losing to Ohio State, USC, Iowa, and Purdue on the road.
It'll be interesting. I think Matt Rhule's team could jump, but you may be right. I don't know their preseason schedule, and I don't want to turn this entire segment into Nebraska football segment.
No.
But this kid is going to be a major factor in college football. So if you haven't heard of Dylan Rayola, just know this. When you see a Nebraska game, you're going to swear that Pat Mahomes is playing for Nebraska.
Yeah.
Well, Pat Mahomes with an added – well, Pat Mahomes is a dad bod dude. I can't call him dad bodish, but Rayola, the freshman 15 – got put on before.
Well, wait a minute now. His dad's a center.
Well,
yeah, right.
You can only do so much.
He's still a quarterback.
Hey, did you see Pat Mahomes walking in?
Said dad bod, but Pat Mahomes is a guy. He's minted. It doesn't matter.
It looks like he's a little bit. He's thicker this year. He's had a dad bod, but even thicker.
I'm sure.
Thicker as in doughy or thicker as in been
doughy? Well, he's just more square than he was before.
Might be. He's got a guy, Bob Stroop, he works with, and he works hard.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if
he
did this offseason.
He probably did. He worked his ass off more than likely. That's what he does. But he does. He has that dad bod.
Look at the you saw the picture, John. You mentioned the girl behind him. Look at Dylan Raiola walking
He's
in.
He's thick.
You're being kind.
That man's got a beef up just in case the offensive line's not where it's supposed to be. Well, sometimes you think it's the flak jacket that they're wearing.
Unless on freshman orientation day he wore it.
He was wearing his flak jacket under his T-shirt.
As he was walking. Look, that kid's going to be really good, it appears. The cosplay Mahomes thing will come back to haunt him if he's not.
Yeah, he better be good. But his high school, I don't know the competition he was playing against in high school, but the kid, he can play. He can just flat out play. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from a couple of guys that were playing last night in the game. We'll hear Kenyon Green talk about how he felt about his night, how D'Amico Ryans felt about the O-line, how he felt about Juice and Kenyon. Yeah, Juice was on the field too yesterday, so last night. So we'll hear about some offensive line play when we come back next on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. I'm talking right now about the Bronco Power Boost. I was just doing a Champion electricity commercial. Hey, if you don't have power, you can't get the electricity, right? Yes, you can with the Bronco Power Boost. It started out as a battery that was just going to keep your lights on, was going to keep your Wi-Fi on, was going to keep your TV on, was going to keep you make sure that you could keep your security cameras on, your garage door open, and it's turned into now everything. And it's so much less expensive than a generator. If you've been pricing generators, you're like, wow, is that expensive? And I might only use it once, twice, three times. The Bronco Power Boost is less expensive. It comes with a small portable generator that you can wheel around. There is no permits. You don't have to get a permit for this. The HOA is not going to disapprove it. It is what you're looking for to keep your electricity on, to keep your air conditioning on, to keep your TVs, your Wi-Fis, to keep your store open. It is what you need right now, and it's a better price. So if you're pricing generators, price the Bronco Power Boost now. BroncoPowerBoost.com, BroncoPowerBoost.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So D'Amico Ryans played Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green and Kendrick Green. And then there were a lot of guys out there. Blake Fisher got a lot of time.
Oh, I didn't see Kenyon, but I missed part of the first quarter, so.
Yeah. I did too. I didn't even realize he was out there. I was watching Kendrick a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is interesting. But D'Amico talked about playing. We talked about, you know, the guys that you play, the guys that you don't play. What does it mean if a guy's playing, he's not playing? You know, Juice has to get you rid of. He got to get used to center. Played guard last year for the most part, so he's got to get used to center. Kenyon missed the whole season, so he's got to be out there. Here's D'Amico talking about playing both Juice and Kenyon in that meaningless game. Oh, hold on. We got a bit of an. This is the first technical difficulty we've ever had at the station. So, I want you all. I mean, you need to be patient, okay? But we do have a little bit of a problem playing this audio.
By the way, are you still in? I got to turn our video on so I can see. Are you still?
Why are you not? Why don't you have the video on?
I didn't want to have to look and see if you're outside.
I'm outside again. Yeah, this is the last day. This is the last day.
So you're going to go from homeless to.
I'm going to go from homeless to homeful.
You're going to be from hoteled to apartmented?
Yes.
Okay.
You think that's, I mean, for some reason, you think that having an apartment is some kind of a.
No.
Said that yesterday. Oh, he has an apartment.
Yeah, but you know what? Because in New York, when you say you have an apartment, that means you're super fancy.
It's your super what?
Fancy.
No, you live in an apartment. No, it's not fancy.
They're like $2 million in New York.
Frankie lives in an apartment with four girls. It's like 400 square
Wendy
feet.
It's
not fancy.
There's nobody who would assume that Wendy would live in an apartment with four girls.
No, we don't live with
four girls. If you lived in New York and had an apartment, I'm assuming it's by yourself.
It'd be just us, and it would be small. Because it's small. It's not going to be extravagant either. Although the area is, it's just ridiculous. But it's not. I can't even explain it to you. Well, Disney, this is a Disney thing. Until we get situated with a house, this is what they're putting us up.
They put them up.
Well, why can you not explain it? What's the deal?
Well,
because he's sure you're going to make fun.
Yes, you're going to. Yes, because I don't want
to. He doesn't want to get involved because he knows what you're going to
do. Because I don't.
It's Johnny Wood.
Johnny Wood?
It's extravagant, I can tell you that. It's
the area.
The area. Well, and the apartment is nice, too.
Why are there apartments? They're nice, nice.
They're in it's not like a mall. It's an outdoor mall, but, like, it's Gucci, Tiffany's, Yves Saint Laurent. I mean, it's
Century City?
All kinds of cafes, and it's just, no, it's called the Americana.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous, and I'm afraid that we're going to lose all of our money because my wife is going to be so close to all these things.
you're living in fear?
Yes, I am. I am. And she even said,
"You're never leaving this show."
I don't know how long we can stay here because it'll be just too tempting for her. It's like if there was a card game going on, a poker or a golf, and everybody's playing golf, and I'm just driving around. I'd be like, "Hey, I want to play too." You know what I'm saying?
I've pulled it up. Is it the Americana at Brand?
Yes.
Extravagant is a word I definitely use.
It is ridiculous, actually.
Yeah.
It's got a huge fountain with statue. Good luck, John. Yeah, I know it's going to be ridiculous. It's stupid. It's terrible. It's the worst
thing.
It's terrible.
What's terrible about it?
Well, because my wife won't be able to control herself. That's why. Thankfully, hopefully.
Would you like to, if you're a member, you can get certain things there at the Americana?
We will be
shopping, dining, residents. Movies. What, you have your own movie theater?
We have two. Yes, we actually.
Oh
have
my
two
God!
Movie
this is a whole lifestyle.
Yeah. Yes. Uh huh.
You've two got your own theaters. Movie theaters here.
Right. Right.
Are you going to go see Deadpool and Wolverine this weekend?
We actually no. We're going to Greek Theater to see Nora Jones. Remember?
And they are these apartments pre-furnished?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Ooh. Hey, hold on a second. Wait, do you live in a mall? Do you live in a Galleria?
They have
a Cheesecake Factory there?
Yes, there's a gigantic Cheesecake Factory. Yes.
Lance, you're missing things. You just type up the Americana at Brand Apartments.
I did.
And look
did.
At where this man will be
No,
residing.
I did. That's why I'm looking at all
it's
the restaurants.
It's only 3 months, and then the Disney thing goes away. So,
what services do they offer?
Everything.
Massages?
Car wash? I wonder what the Caruso signature is.
We're gonna need an apartment tour.
Residences. It's nice.
That should be part of the social team's strategy with
Dell and I are gonna come stay with you and do a show from there.
I'm not gonna do all that. I don't wanna hang out with John. But I will say, Sam, you gotta berate John into doing an apartment tour, putting it up on the YouTube channel. It's not even his real home, so it doesn't matter so much. We're not invading his privacy. Just show where Johnny Wood's living.
Where what?
I like to call you Yanni Wood because it makes you think of Yanni.
The one bedroom. The one bedroom is a house payment.
The one bedroom. Yeah, we got
per
two,
month. The one bedroom, 700 square feet is a house payment for sure.
But don't you worry, Disney's got the cash.
No, I figured they did.
But with this revelation, their stock might go down. Because of how much they're spending on this. It's stupid.
Apparently, your former producer, one of your favorites, has called in because he knows something about these apartments and where you're staying, yes.
RJ's here?
Yes.
Yeah, RJ's here.
What's up, RJ? He told me I'm an Angelino now.
There's also a Hollywood floor above, but
Renato,
this is different.
We've converted him now. He's converted.
No, I'm not converted. I can't. I'll never root for any of your teams. I hate your teams.
He said you're lucky. Let RJ congratulate you for a second.
Okay.
Go ahead, RJ.
Number one, you are a lucky, lucky man. You are living in Glendale. I used to go to Glendale Community College and was at the Galleria often to go to the In-N-Out. That's right near the Galleria. So John
right across
and I
the street
can
from
hang
where we
out
are.
There. So, no. so, John, I mean, this is like you and me. Laker games, Dodger games, Six Flags,
beat it.
Golfing. We can do it all together.
Golf
a word for me. I can go down to ABC. We can work together. I'll make us a list of everything we can do. Yeah.
All you got to do, John, is make one phone call to Wendy if she's still taking your calls, and have RJ come down there with you, and you've got a golf partner, you've got a Dodger partner, a Laker partner, and I'm looking at one of the restaurants in your hotel or whatever this is. It's called Egg Slut.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go to Egg Slut.
Yeah. Egg Slut is really good, actually. There's an Egg Slut in Vegas, too.
We can do this, John. We can make this happen.
John, can you do it?
We, Lance, and Dell, a special show from L.A., the four of us hang out, spend a day together.
That's early for me. That's awfully early. But I could come down there and stay with John whenever I go down for my draft stuff.
Yeah, when you come back for your draft.
And I could go do my show. We could do our show together outside.
Outside about that.
That'd be incredible.
The house that we're going to get it's got a huge deck we can do outside. It's going to be perfect. See? It's going to be perfect, actually. So
we can go to the Rose Bowl together, John. We can do the Rose Bowl.
Doing a Rose Bowl.
No,
the Rose Bowl. How about the Hollywood Bowl? Get some culture into John.
Oh yeah. So some LA Philharmonic
Bowl too.
The Philharmonic.
John, I believe you would love Pasadena with the Rose Bowl. That's old money. That's John Granato money.
It is.
You would love
it. It takes 3 hours to get there, basically, because of the traffic. But still,
it's stupid, dude.
It's the dumbest trip.
Yesterday, we're going from a hotel to a restaurant. Oh, no, we were going from the golf course to the hotel. It was 5 miles, and put it in my phone. 5 miles, 5.1 miles, 55 minutes. Five, I swear to God.
That's why when people talk about the traffic in Houston, it's not great, but I think Austin traffic's worse. But I have been, luckily, where the NFL puts me up, it's not far from where they are. So I've never had to sit in mega traffic, but I've been in mega traffic for about 3 minutes before, and I just thought this would be. And that, by the way, that's at like 8 and 9 o'clock. You still deal with some of that stuff.
Yeah, you still. It was. It's.
You're making me miss it, John. You're really making me miss
really?
It.
Really, 5 miles, 55 minutes. That's what you miss.
Oh, I miss all of that because then after that, when the four of us are there, I can finally be with my brother Dell. I can finally be with my brother again.
There you go.
Was that the brother that went to Home Depot? It was RJ?
No, RJ's younger than me. My brother was older.
Oh, your brother was older.
Dell had a brother got sent off to...
to Africa.
Yeah.
No, to New Jersey, and then to parts unknown.
Like Dell and I are like that far apart in age, though. I think I'm only like 2 years younger than
Dell. But you would not be the brother who was tricked into going to Home Depot while his bags were being packed and never enter the house again. That would not be you.
Yeah, there's a history that you don't know, RJ.
Yeah, you don't want to be that brother, RJ. Yeah. You don't want to be. Now, all of those things that you offered, RJ, all those things, I don't want them. Thanks, though. Okay? But I appreciate the offer.
Come on, John.
John doesn't want them with any of us.
No, I'm not. I'm not turning. I'm a Houstonian. I will always be a Houstonian. I am a stranger in a strange land. That's what I am.
John already went to his first gay sports bar.
You're
going to
learn how to sing the Lord's song in a strange land, like the Bible talks about, like the good book says. We are going to sing the Lord's song in a strange land.
Oh, I told you that.
The Twitch chat informed me about this whole move to L.A. I had to look this information up because I thought we were closer than that, and that you're going to tell me that you're now in L.A., specifically Glendale. John, it's me and you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm night out on the town.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you are going to be perfect. And now I'll take you to my home city of Monrovia, show you a great time.
John,
nothing there, but
fly
like
him out
now.
There. And you're still
Steve's bagels.
Well, hold on. You're still in Florida, though.
Monrovia.
I am, but this is perfect. I have now the inside to getting back to L.A.
There it is.
You know where I'm not going?
Now I have it.
Monrovia.
I'm never going to Monrovia.
It sounds like
back.
A third world nation that's never won an Olympic medal. Monrovia. No, thank you. Okay. Sorry.
That's old money, too. That is
sorry,
old.
I ain't bringing
old
we
Monrovia.
I am not going to be your ticket back to L.A., baby. Keep on working. Keep on selling the Florida Gators, okay, on radio.
RJ, we're going to get you there.
Whatever.
Don't worry, RJ. We're going to work on John at some point. Okay. You'll be his tour guide. You can tell him which sports bars to walk into, which ones not to walk into, because John needs a friend and someone who can guide him through L.A. because John's bound to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Monrovia, Liberia.
Absolutely. But, I mean, real Real talk, John. Like, congratulations,
Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
Success, man. Yeah.
What did he do? He didn't do anything.
There's our good.
He did nothing.
Don't congratulate him. Wendy did
hold
it.
Hold on.
Well, he had to sign off on it. No, he didn't.
He didn't have to say so.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. I otherwise, I'd have put my foot down. Okay?
There is no foot to put down.
Foot got put down.
You're Tom.
It's a foot with Gucci loafers on.
You got no foot. You're Tom Dempsey. You're not putting a foot down.
Oh, that guy got half a foot cut off.
You're
the Michael Pistorius of husbands. You're not putting your foot down.
Oscar.
You're putting Oscar Pistorius. You're putting your blades down. No. Stop.
I'm Michael, his brother with legs.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hey, RJ, we got to put you on hold now. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you, RJ. Who wants to talk to John? Who is this?
The intern's not sure, but he thought her name was Clarissa.
Clarissa? She gave her whole name?
I guess so.
Well, Clarissa, Silence of the Lambs?
No, that's Clarice.
Oh, okay.
Somebody wants to talk to you, so let's see what she wants to say.
Hi, Clarissa.
Hi, John. Hi, Lance. This is Esme's daughter.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hi, Esme's daughter.
How are you?
It's TJ.
Good.
I just came back from a run, and I was hearing that John, you're leaving California with Wendy. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
he's already there.
Yep.
He's there.
Well, I'm coming back though.
Hey.
He's staying outside.
I'm coming back. Yeah, I'll be back and forth. No worries. I'll be back. I'm here for a couple of weeks. I'll be there for a couple of weeks, back and forth. So no worries, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, if me and Mom ever decide to go to California,
you just go there.
Come on. With Wendy and Granado.
Yeah, well, you can stay there.
Y'all come. What does she sound like, Esme? She sounds just
she
like Esme.
She does sound like
she
Esme.
She has that same
that cadence.
I sound like Esme. Oh goodness.
That's okay. We love your mom.
She does have the cadence. Yes.
Your mom is awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. Well, thank you, girl. Appreciate it. Okay. Clarice.
Anyone else want to be able to stay with John?
Right.
Call in.
Listen, third caller at 8:15 is going to get a stay with John. You'll get a rain check whenever you go out there. 713-780-3776. Be the third caller. But not until 8:15.
Okay.
Don't call early. Dell's going to take your number.
No. Wait till 10:15.
No, that doesn't help. We need to give that information to you
directly.
That's
when we're giving it away. 10:15.
Actually, I wouldn't mind. My show loves nonsense. You want to call it 10:15, and we can have an on air competition to see who gets to stay with John. You got to promote yourself. We'll get this done. We'll do the tour, and then we'll have people staying with you as a promotion for the station.
Do they get any egg slut or any of the restaurants that are in there?
Yeah, well, they're...
Put together the package.
There are some good restaurants in there, too. So, listen, okay, you two, speaking of promoting, I promoted that we were going to hear from D'Amico on the offensive line.
This was better.
And you two had foolishness.
It was like 20 seconds of him talking about guys on different paths and who gets snaps or not. This is way better.
Okay. Everyone here on the... And the chat function says Wendy's definitely sleeping. She's not hearing any of this bull.
No, she doesn't hear anything. She's not hearing anything. It's four. It was 4 in the morning when I left the room. Are you kidding? Yeah, she was sleeping. Because she works all day. One of us has to work all day. Time for me to talk about Doc Linville. And we'll hear from D'Amico on the other side, despite what Dell just said about how boring. Okay? This is sports talk radio, not a travel show. Okay, so stop.
Cut it out, Dell.
Yeah, Dell.
Stop talking about Oscar Pistorius' footless
brother Michael.
Brother Michael.
Michael and Tom Dempsey, dated reference that.
But you got it.
The guy named Superfoot was created off of Tom Dempsey.
He had a steel toe. You think that was fair?
The guy kicked over a 60-yard field goal because he had a steel plate and a squared off foot.
Yeah.
Completely not fair.
Completely not fair. You know what is fair? You know what else isn't fair? When you don't have hair. It's not fair.
Hey,
it's not
fair. That's not fair.
No, that's not fair. I mean, all the guys with great... You notice the guy... Oh, what a great head of lettuce that this dude's got. I hate him. You know what, though? You don't have to hate anymore because you can have that nice head of lettuce as well. Doc Linville's here for you. He's going to fill that in. It's going to look beautiful. It's going to look wonderful. You're going to feel great about your hair. And you haven't felt good about your hair for a while. If you're, you know what, you're up now and you looked at your hair this morning as you were getting ready, and you're like, man, this is bad. I hate this. Well, do something about it. Go to 975hair.com, PRP or neo grafting. One of those two processes is going to get you hair. Either you can fertilize it with the PRP, or you can resod it with the neografting. In other words, moving it from the side and the back to the top. Painlessly, it's wonderful. It's a great process. Doc is here for you. 975hair.com, 975hair.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans played last night. It's so hard to watch that game. It's like the worst. I think all the preseason games, it's just worthless. And you want to see if guys are, you know, able to hold their own one-on-one, but there's no game plan.
You didn't like, I don't, for some reason, I liked it. I don't know what it was. What'd you think of the new uniforms?
I thought we looked like the Falcons.
A little bit. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I didn't dislike them, but they didn't do a whole lot for me. But they weren't new uniforms. At least it is a little falcony. It is a little falcony.
I can't wait till the Reds. Shoulders. The red helmets. I want to see the Reds. I want to see the Blues. I think it'll be better. But I thought, man, this just looks like the Falcons.
I saw a shirt yesterday. It said, "In a world full of Amy's," as in Amy. Adam Strunk, the owner of the Tennessee Titans. I saw a shirt that said, "In a world full of enemies, be a Hannah." I thought that was a pretty good t-shirt.
Some might argue that with you, but that's another story. So D'Amico talking about playing Kenyon and playing Juice in a meaningless game. These are guys that are allegedly starters. We'll see. So here is D'Amico on playing those two guys.
Every player is on a different track when it comes to reps and how they're playing. So wanted to see Juice and Kane get out there and get meaningful reps in, and just so they can continue to learn and play together. I think when you get the live reps, there's no better teacher than getting the live reps. So it was good for Juice to get out and get reps.
Yeah, it was good for Juice to get those center reps because he didn't play a lot of it last year. Was over at guard for the most part. And then Kenyon didn't play at all. So here's Kenyon talking about being able to get back on the field. It's always so much more fun to play as opposed to just practice. That's not working. And Kenyon doesn't want to tell us anything. It's not.
Del, do we have it?
Doesn't.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Let's hear
here
from Kenyon.
I mean, it's no different from practice for us. You know, we feel like a game is harder, you know, at practice. You know, the game makes it so much easier, so much slow down. It feels great being out there.
He just said, feels like, in case you, it was a little bit hard to hear, but he just said basically he feels like the game, they practice just as hard as the game goes as physical, the practice goes as physical as the game, basically.
That's good.
And the one thing I've noticed since D'Amico Ryans has gotten here is that the defensive front, one thing that really stands out is I think the explosion off the snap, this may seem like a little thing to people, but, and maybe you haven't even noticed it, they are so much quicker off the ball, and they are so much more aggressive with their first two steps into contact or into the gaps. The defensive front really plays hard throughout the snap. Like that's the thing I think that stands out to me is how hard people rally to the football and how hard they play through the whistle. That's something that you know a team buys into a coaching staff when they rally to the football in practice, when they rally in games, that's a mentality. And when you are playing like, and especially defensive linemen, you know you're going to be subbed out. You know you don't have to, you know, you're a guy that's throwing two innings. You can throw your fastball. Throw your fastball as much as you want. And so guys really play with a lot more, I just think a lot more intensity than I've seen from Texans defensive linemen. Not to say the other linemen weren't playing hard, but it was more of a, I'm going to get off the ball and get into this player. This is more, I'm going to get off the ball first, and I'm going to get into the offensive lineman first, or I am going to get into the gap and disrupt. And I think that's something last year that stood out, and it's something this year that's really standing out. Because when you do that, you occupy offensive linemen, you create disruptions, it makes life easier for linebackers, and it creates chaos. And that's something that I think, you know, with Khalil Davis, number 94. I saw him getting into the backfield a little bit yesterday. I thought Solomon Bird had a couple of good snaps and wasn't good at run, but I thought he had a couple of good pass snaps. And I don't know who Fisher was. Pass rusher, defensive end 79, he had a wicked spin move. I'm like, holy crap, who is this guy? As a matter of fact, I need to look him up right now because I didn't know who that was. So there were some guys, John, that I looked at and that flashed for me. I thought Kendrick Green had a couple nice there were some things that I saw him do that I liked also. Who is Fisher?
No, I thought the offensive line played well. Domenico thought they played well.
Malik Fisher was who I was talking about.
They protected really well, and that's to me. Well, it's a bunch of plumbers playing against electricians.
Hey, what the hell? You just called Kendrick Green a plumber?
No, Kendrick Green
is Kenyon Green an electrician?
No, he's playing the defensive line for the Bears is not. They're going to be in a warehouse next week.
This is so disrespectful. Plumbers and electricians. No, some of these guys are going to be on the practice squad. Some of them will go to the UFL. Plumbers and electricians.
The UFL. Is that still around?
And what's so wrong about being a plumber or an electrician?
I know.
Nothing. They're not going to be football players, though.
Lance called it insulting.
No, it's insulting that they're professional athletes right now. They're trying out for a team, and he's calling them guys who don't even play the sport.
So it's better to be a professional athlete than an electrician?
It's better to be – that's like talking to somebody who's trying to plumb, and you say, man, this guy is working hard. He's trying to get this job as a plumber. Oh, my God, he's working like he is he's hawking fries out of a drive-thru. Stop it. This guy's making smoothies. He's not plumbing. And he'd be like, hey, what does that have to do with plumbing?
No, all I'm saying is they're not going to be football players. They're going to be something
else.
Some
of them.
Yeah. Most of the guys that were on the field yesterday. Each team has 90-some guys right now. Those guys aren't going to be around. Those guys that were playing in the Hall of Fame game for the most part.
I would say a majority of.
The majority of the guys won't
There's going to be plenty of guys who make the team.
That said, you know, you have to, again, if you're a starter, okay, you want to make sure that your guys are good enough to beat those guys because they're playing a lot better guys when the regular season rolls around. So, mission accomplished. Kendrick Green, Juice Scruggs, Kenyon Green, they look pretty good. So, that's a good thing. Blake Fisher, he's going to be on this team. And I didn't notice anything that he really – I thought he did a nice job. You know what's really good? When you don't notice your offensive line. There's not replays of one of your offensive line getting whiplash looking at the guy that's about to kill your quarterback. That's my favorite thing about the offensive line, when you don't notice them. They're like umpires. You don't want to ever notice them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how I like my offensive lineman. That I don't ever see a highlight of him going, oh, sorry, and helping the quarterback up because my bad. That's what I don't want to see because I want to keep my CJ clean. That's what we need to do.
Boy, my favorite is when I say, and let's watch this here on this touchdown run. Look at the left side, cave this, or look at the right side, just cave this side of the line in. They reestablish the offensive line. Oh, man, that makes it tingle. When you say you reestablish the offensive line,
he said that makes it tingle.
It tingled. That's a bad.
When your offensive line's reestablishing the offensive line, reestablishing the line of scrimmage, guys.
Understood. But what's the it? What's tingling?
Yeah, what's tingling? Spider what's
senses.
The
it? Your spider senses are tingling. Spidey sense.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yep.
Spider tingles. Okay. Okay. Ooh.
You just see that double team when they roll down on. They roll down with the down block and just cave in that three technique, and here comes that guard pulling around and smacks the end in the face. Then you got Cam Akers just getting into the gap there and wiggling, eluding.
Wiggling, tingling, eluding.
And there's tingling going on.
And all of a sudden
smack
you just
in
feel,
the face.
Hey, what is that?
Oh, wow. Smack in the face.
These are all the words he said.
The
not
bad
me.
Kids are going to summer school now. No, so let's stop.
No, they're not.
They're not in August.
They're getting the bad kids are getting ready to go back to regular school.
Yeah,
I just think his
or their work program,
his work. Okay, their alternative schooling. I'm taking note of his word choices. That's all.
Okay, hey, slap in the face.
Sometimes run game can
slaps
be
you in the face, Del. Nice.
A good run game can be sensual, but it can also be very aggressive, like some run games like it rough.
Did you say sensual?
Yeah, sure.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
When everything's
right
choreographed perfectly.
I'm saying we got a break, and I'm saying that we got to talk Alex Bregman on the other side right here. And a contract, we'll find out whether or not if this is a, this is something you're in for. Chastain Ford, are you in for that? I'm up for Chastain Ford. I love Chastain Ford. I love that dealership. I love what they've done for me, and I'm telling you, you're going to love what they do for you. Chastain Ford is fantastic. It's you're going to walk out of there with a square deal. You know you got the most rebates that you could possibly have. You know that they're not adding anything on. You know that they're paying attention to your needs, like how much do what do your payments have to be at? Because that's kind of a big deal. You don't want to be choking on those payments every month. What you want is Chastain Ford to be able to get you to into the vehicle that you that's perfect for you at the price that's perfect for you with no add-ons. We don't, you know, oh, I got to have that sunroof. No, I don't want that sunroof. No. Okay, so I'm not going to get that sunroof. Well, don't. That's perfect. You know what? Chastain Ford ain't adding on. They're not marking up. They're going to give you all the they're going to do everything they possibly can to get you into that Ford at the best way possible. And I think they still might have the 2023 F-150s on the lot. They're brand new. Why wouldn't you take advantage of the great financing that you can get with it and the low price? That's what you do right now at ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, it's Chastain Ford.